Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I will make an effort to wrap up the conversations we have had so far. It is quite gratifying to my delegation that we received a lot of commendations for the actions we have taken to bring about changes and reforms in the various sectors of our society since our last review, and I'll take them one by one. On the social and economic reforms undertaken, many delegations have welcomed the Economic Recovery and Growth Plan, which is a billion term plan being implemented successfully by the Nigerian government with a view to attaining the goals of the SDGs and to address the needs of vulnerable populations, particularly women. Also, we have received very warm comments about the positive aspects of the fight against corruption in Nigeria and efforts by our government to repatriate stolen funds. We have been encouraged that we should not relent in this regard, because corruption is considered a menace to the attainment of human rights. Also, proper notice has been taken of the efforts we have made to address the nexus between business and human rights. And then efforts made by the government to harmonize its various anti-corruption strategies were also noted and welcomed, and we're encouraged to keep on doing our best to scale up the efforts in combating corruption. If you look at the security sector reforms, we have received a lot of comments, very positive comments, on government's counter-violent extremism policy and the fight against terrorism. And we have been encouraged that we should sustain these two interrelated efforts. We have also been advised that in doing this, we should always uphold the human rights and international humanitarian law components of the fight against terrorism. We should ensure that our military keep to their rules of engagement. And of course, from my presentation at the beginning of this conversation, I did point out several reforms undertaken to introduce human rights components in the engagement of our military. And I have also had the opportunity to bring to light the various investigative panels established by government, some whose reports are out, some the reports are still being worked upon, with a view to addressing violence perpetrated or allegedly perpetrated in the course of fighting terrorism by the Nigerian military. And we have also shown cases where military personnel that fell foul of the laws were brought to justice. Of course, we have also been commended for the different reforms undertaken to bring about a more harmonious civil-military relations, particularly in the fight against terrorism. Then we looked at justice sector reform and the administration of criminal justice reform. Many delegations have actually commended the efforts taken in this regard, and we expect that in the fullness of time, the positive results that this will engender will become obvious. And the independence of Nigerian judiciary, this is something that is not taken lightly in our country. Our judiciary is very, very free and independent. Government does not control the judiciary. On the human rights and humanitarian front, the Anti-Torture Act of 2017 has been commended by several delegations, and the issue of human trafficking has been raised, and we have also given an account of the efforts being undertaken by our government to address the drivers of human trafficking. The issue of sexual violence and child rights were raised by several speakers, and of course in our presentation too, we gave an account of efforts being made to address this concern. We have also taken, our government has also taken the required actions in strengthening and resourcing the national human rights institutions with a view to enabling it to fulfill its mandate. The rights of the child have been referenced by several speakers. Yes, the act has been enforced since 2003, and it has been done, I think it's been implemented in about 25 states of the Federation. Not 24, 25, more than two-thirds of the states of the Federation. Of course, we have also tried to give, to render an account of the international treaties and conventions, international human rights treaties and conventions, which Nigeria had ratified, which are being domesticated. And we have been encouraged to keep on this track. Yeah, the issue of death penalty, we had made it very clear that, yes, it is still in our statute books. It is, Nigeria is a retentionist state, but we have voluntarily imposed a moratorium, which we have kept to. So we are not implementing death penalties at the moment. Then on the political front, we have actually given the assurances that the government is committed to holding very free, fair, credible, and violence-free elections in 2019. So we are not overly worried that we have any problems in this regard. And mainstreaming of women in the political space, this is something that Nigeria has been known to be doing for quite a while now. So women are well mainstreamed. And then we have the Not Too Young to Run Act, which was passed recently with a view to opening the political space to the youth of the country. So I don't know whether you want me to yield the floor or I just conclude, since I'm wrapping up. So I seize this opportunity to thank all delegates for participating in this exercise. We have learned a lot, we have accomplished a lot, and we have challenges which have been pointed out, which we had actually admitted in our presentation, which we shall double up to ensure that we address them in the fullness of time. We also want to seize this opportunity to express our gratitude to the Office of the Human Rights, of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, for the technical assistance given to our national human rights institutions, with a view to enhancing the capacity of our institutions and personnel to advance the cause of human rights. I thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Vice